मूल प्रकृति I want that she should speak something.
I just feel very fortunate and very
Oh, you should stand up and we want to see you all. And if mic is needed, we can give you. Go pranam.
This is really nectar to have all the devotees squeezing in, trying to get mercy. And all I can say is that for me, I've been wanting so much that our community here in New Rajbhumi would be able to serve Srila Prabhupada better and better and love Krishna more and more. And I'm so grateful to Sunarayan Maharaj for coming here at all inconvenience to him and in such a humble and loving way to come and try and help us. And the first thing he said to me when I met him in Texas was that he cared so much about Srila Prabhupada's disciples that he wanted to help us. He wanted to help bring us closer to Srila Prabhupada so that we could love him more and serve him more, and that he was our dear friend. So I'm very, very grateful, and I'm looking forward to future inspiration for all of us in Krishna consciousness.
I'm requesting Sripad Madhusudan Prabhu. He's sincere Vaishnava, and he's also
Senior
Vaishnava also, and he's so simple Vaishnava, so I want to hear something from him. You should come here. Give him this, should be given to him.
Hare Krishna. One thing I was thinking is that the atmosphere that's here is very much like the atmosphere when I first joined the movement. Free from a lot of politics and just trying to appreciate the association of devotees. I don't know why, how this happened. It must be the association of a great soul. Just as it was before, we didn't know how it was happening, but we were just attracted, just like a magnet. So I'm feeling the same kind of attraction. And I don't understand it, but I know it's right. I just want to thank you for coming and encouraging us in Krishna consciousness.
Very much. Bless. I like to hear Brajendra Prabhu, he is also so senior and sincere Vaishnava. Mm-hmm.
Well, a long time ago, I was listening to a tape of Srila Prabhupada, and he said, I listened to a tape of Srila Prabhupada, and he said, we do not cheat anyone. And today I had the good fortune of having darshan with Srila Narayana Maharaj, and he said the same thing. He said, I was very happy in Vrindavan. I have nothing I need, but I am coming here and I will not cheat you. And I have allowed my own mind to cheat me for so long that I'm not going to miss the opportunity of taking advantage of someone who won't cheat me. And like Madhusudan Prabhu, there's something that's been generated for all of us almost mystically, an increase in our desire to take more deeply what Srila Prabhupada has given us in Krishna consciousness. And it corresponds with the arrival of Srila Narayana Maharaj. So Krishna is the master of all mystics, and although I'm not able to figure out what's going on, I also feel very fortunate and grateful to you for coming here and blessing us with your association.
Where is Gopalindapal? Oh, yes. You should come and say something.
Can I speak from here, Maharaj?
Yes, yes. Don't cheat me.
I'm more like...
Don't cheat me. And giving so much honor for me. What you have realized and your faith to Srila Swami Maharaji, I want to hear. You should tell me.
I don't know what I can... I'm more like a waif. You know what a waif is, Maharaj?
No,
like a lost child? Or maybe a desperate man? So I thought maybe sometime when I saw you on this trip, you would ask me, like you always ask, how's your bhajan? And I wouldn't know what to say. I'd say, I don't know how my bhajan, I've just been thinking about you for the last few days. So I don't know where my bhajan, chanting some, thinking some. But I don't know if you'll remember, I visited with you many times in Mathura.
Yeah.
And one time I was talking with some friends just recently, you were upset with me. Because some question I asked was bad question. So someone said, oh, was that a problem for you, for me? And I said, no, because the price, whatever you have to pay for Sadhu Sangha, then you pay it gladly. So, like I said, I'm desperate man, and I'm very feeble trying to serve my Gurudev. Like Murka Tumi, like that. So I need, desperate for inspiration, desperate for encouragement. And I know here in this association, that's what I'm finding. So, along with thanking you, Maharaj, and all the people who have come with you, and my godbrothers and godsisters here in New Brajbhumi, Badger, California, they've been so kind to myself and to all of the guests. So, anyway, it's an expression of gratitude.
Tamirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyai Vachka Patitanam Vibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namaha. I want to speak about Chaitanya Charitamrita, which we have begun. Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu Sambhad. But one thing I want to tell you that have not come Western countries to gain any money. I don't need money. I want only simple hearts. I don't want to be praised. I don't want anything material. I have so much divine love and affection for Swamiji. Our relation is not worldly, so nothing to gain worldly for me. He ordered me, I came to help. To help only, and to take the feet dust of Swamiji wherever he went. So I don't want fame, not a single dollar or money, or worldly anything I don't want, material. So I could not cheat you. Cheating, when we want problem, any worldly thing, desires, then cheat may come. And where is nothing worldly gain, no envy, no ill speaking, then why this cheating will come? So I don't want to cheat you. Really, I want to help you in the line of Swamiji. I want to glorify from my heart Swamiji, not by worldly things, but by divine love and divine all these things. So I have nothing to do with worldly desires and all other things. So our relation depends on only divine love of divine couple and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. He has ordered me to help, so I have come only for this. I have not arranged anything. He has arranged to come for me, to come me to all Eastern countries. I have nothing, not single paisa. Today I have no paisa or no farthing, nothing. But Krishna and He is managing everything. So really, if I have like Hanuman to
show my heart,
then I could have done, but I cannot do. But you can have faith on me that I have never come for all these things. You can help so much to ISKCON if they need money. I want to strengthen ISKCON, really ISKCON, and to help if I can. I serve ISKCON. I feel so much fortunate to help, to serve Swamiji in His life from 46. I've never wanted anything in return from Him, without worldly gain. But I wanted something. What? The love of divine couple, only that. And I think that they are so merciful to give some sprinkles on my heart of this pure devotion. So I don't want any worldly desire, only nothing. I only want to serve Srimati Radhika's lotus feet, to be served. This is my goal, aim of my life. I have decided my goal of life. Anyone cannot drill from that. Krishna came and there were so many problems from Kansa, Jarasandha, Duryodhan and all. But he went way direct to his goal. Dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami jivedi. To give his real divine love to all, even to trees also. So my mission is this. Nothing to fear from me. I'm not like tigers and all other things. I'm very, very simple. I don't know politics. I have not gone to colleges to learn politics, anything. I never know D also what to diplomaticity and duplicity and
diplomacy.
never. I cannot. Never, I will not. So, what I have learned, what I have received from my disciplined Guru Acharya, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami. Only I can, what I have realized, I want to give you and to help you all, like Swamiji. Swami was ocean of knowledge, ocean of bhakti, ocean of all this endless. I am standing on that shore and only peering. I am not like so. So something I will take from that ocean and I will try to give you. Only this my, like postman's. Now, I am feeling so much glad to meet you all. All are helping me, coming to hear me. This is help. Once Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati told his disciples all gathered, about so many thousands, he did pranam to all. Bancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhu. You are all my guru, my shiksha guru. You are. If you are not here, I could not have told any harikatha to you, pastimes of Krishna. I am glad that you are assisting me and giving help me and inspiring me to tell harikatha. So you are all wise. They do all to the Lord's feet of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. This is what? This is his greatness. So I want to serve them in their line. I have nothing, no problem at all. No problem at all. I'm so glad to be among you discussing things like East Goshti. I'm not giving class, but this is East Goshti, you know?
Yes.
Hearing and answering, helping each other. I'm not thankful that I'm Guru Acharya. I'm thinking that you are the disciples of Swamiji. We are all like brothers. Nothing more. I don't want to be paid by money or anything. We should go in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhya Lila, 8th Parichhed. I have told that sarva dharma anuparityajya mam ekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mocchayishyami. And here Gita ends. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that this is also
external,
not internal. This is loka and they have no connection with Atma and Krishna. So you should go on. Why? He told that by fearing death and birth, miseries and sorrows, one offers himself surrender to Krishna. Then he has not known Krishna. He is unaware of Krishna and Krishna Bhakti. But one thing, it is the door, like door. By doing so, anukullasya sankalpaha prakritukullasya vivarjanam rakshasatititi viswaso guptitve varanam tatha atmanikshepakarpanyam sarvidham prati saranagati. Has you this slok anywhere?
We have the verse Sarvadharman here.
What? That Saranagati?
Sarvadharman Paricha.
Yes, yes. You should read. What Swamiji has proffered.
Purport. In this connection,
of this very slok?
Sarvadharman Paricha.
Very, very good, very good. I want to.
Should I read the verse also?
Yes.
As stated in scripture, Bhagavad Gita 18:66, giving up all kinds of religious and occupational duties, if you come to me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and take shelter, I will give you protection from all of life's sinful reactions. Do not worry. In the purport, in this connection, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami instructs in his book, Manashiksha,
yes.
Nadharmam, Nadharmam, Shrutigana, Niruktam, Hilakuru, Raja Radha, Krishna, Prachura, Panicharyam, Ihatanu. He has thus enjoined that we should not perform religious or irreligious activities as prescribed in the Vedas. The best course is to engage always in the service of Lord Krishna and Radharani.
Yes.
That is the perfection of everything in this life. Similarly, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said by Narada Muni, when one actually takes to the loving service of the Lord, he gives up all duties in the material world as well as all duties prescribed in the Vedic literatures. In this way, one is fixed in the service of the Lord.
Yes. Then he told that Gyan Mishra Bhakti is Sadhasar. Mixed with Bhakti and Gyan, this is the Sadhya. What is this? Salvation. What that salvation? Mixing with Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi. This. But we'll have to give this also. So Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na Sochita na Kangchati Samas Sarvesh Bhuteshu Mat Bhaktim Labhate Param. First you should read the purport of this sloka and then I will explain.
Brahma Bhuta?
Yes.
In Bhagavad Gita it is said that a person who accepts the theory of monism, being always engaged in empiric philosophical discussions about spiritual life, becomes joyful and is relieved from all material lamentation and hankering. At that stage, one is equipoised. He sees all living entities as spiritual beings. After attaining this elevated stage, one can attain pure devotional service. The conclusion is that devotional service mixed with ritualistic fruitive activity is inferior to spiritual service based on empiric philosophical discussion.
Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that this Gyan Mishra Bhakti, mixed bhakti with Gyan, here is prominency of Gyan, knowledge. When it comes, no worldly desire, no shok moh bhay, not to fear. And he thinks equal everywhere. Samadarshi he becomes. And after that, if he has a bona fide sangha of Vaishnava, then he can reach to parabhakti. Parabhakti means prema bhakti. What is prema bhakti? Prema bhakti, raganuga or rupanuga bhakti is pure devotional bhakti. But it is not guaranteed that Dhrij Brahmavadi will be bhakta. If they are doing some offenses, that Krishna has this body, outer body, and spiritual body. And Krishna may die. So Krishna, Atma, Krishna's soul is Brahma, but not this body. They refuse, they don't honor to Srimad Bhagavatam. Then you should think that they are also doing offenses to Bhagavata and Bhagavan. They will not if they are not honoring Vaishnavas, having such a gyan, if a Vaishnava comes and they don't honor that Aham Brahmasmi, then it is offense. They will have no Brahma gyan, no mukti, no salvation, no saishya. But if they are not doing offense, and they are very honorable, honor for Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavat Vaishnava, really, then by their association and Harikatha Demi, baby chant, like Sukhdev Goswami was changed. Like Sanat Sanandan, Sanatan was changed. Because his father was Vyasadeva. He was like the manifestations of Krishna and very good devotee. So, these persons, if they are not offensive to Hari, Guru and Vaishnava, then they will not have that parabhakti. If a person thinks him bona fide Vaishnava, but not honoring Vaishnavas of any four, dishonoring anyone, they are making offenses. If they will chant Harinam Abhishant, Abhishant means without stopping day and night, then they can be washed, their heart can be washed, otherwise not. They cannot have pure bhakti. So we should try to realize all these things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once told, oh, this is also external, gone. Why he told? That no relation of Krishna, no Krishna consciousness is here. But if Vaishnava Sangha is there, bona fide Vaishnava Sangha, who does not make any offense to any Vaishnava, Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, Madhvacharya, and what to tell of our Gaudiya Vaishnava? Even a person who is not bona fide Vaishnava, and only chanting Hari name, first initiation. Even he has not been initiated and chanting Hare Krishna, sometimes he should be honored. If initiation, then do by pranam and by mind also. And if he is pure Vaishnava, he does not have any ego, no offense, not ill-doing to anyone, ill-speaking of anyone, always remembering Krishna pastimes here and chanting Hare Krishna. Then you must serve by mind, by heart, by all senses, like pranabandhu. Pranabandhu means dear beloved. And we can be ready to give our head for his service, everything. So this three, to Kanishta, Madhyam and two. So if anyone is not initiated at all, and he is doing something nonsense also, worldly pap, sin, but yet he should be known. Apichesu duracharo, bhajate mam ananyabhag, sadhureva samantabhya, samyag vyavasito hisa. If she is, even if she can be a prostitute, a person lusty, but he is chanting Krishna name, he should be honored. Don't hate. You should mix to him, don't take any harikatha, but yet you should honor from her that, oh, he is coming in our sense. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, I think that Swamiji have done so good purport for this slope, Apichesu, you can read in his books. No? So, here he is telling that if gyan is mixed with bhakti, we should give up all this. If bhakti is mixed with karma, yoga, tapasya, anything, we should give up all these things. It is not good. What is called miksha? There are three kinds of bhakti. Pure bhakti. That is Sarup Siddha Bhakti. You can note in your heart. Sarup Siddha Bhakti. And then?
Sangha
Siddha. What is the meaning in English?
Qualities that you can associate with bhakti.
Mm. Sangha Siddha means really not bhakti. But if these qualifications are with bhakti, then it is Sangha Siddha Bhakti. Like to be Trinadapi Sunicha. Understand? A man is Trinadapi Sunicha. He has so many qualities. He never speaks lie. He never cheats anyone. He is so sweet
nature.
All these are things. Very tolerable. He does not want any pratishtha, honor for him, and giving all respect to others. All qualities are there. But if there is no bhakti, then all qualities are like zero. And if there is bhakti, then these qualities are called Sangha Siddha Bhakti. And then Arop Siddha Bhakti. What is Arop Siddha Bhakti? If karma or gyan prominent and bhakti is there like servant and no sramana kirtana smarana bandhan, then it is called
Arup
Siddha. Let give an instance.
Example.
Swamiji told that you should distribute my books, make a goshala. No? Goshala, you know? Goshala?
For protecting cows.
Cows and serving cows. And make a school, English school or anything. Really, there are not bhakti. These are not bhakti. And if I had not written that these are bhakti. But they may be bhakti. When it will be connected with bhakti. Like we are supporting so many cows and all the milk are coming for Krishna devotees. No? And used in service of Krishna and devotees. Then that cows keeping is connected with bhakti, then it will have some fruit. Otherwise, you are supporting so many cows, lakhs and lakhs cows, but not connected with Krishna and devotees and devotion, like zero. You will have to be cow in the next birth. So you should think this. If a man is selling and distributing lakhs and lakhs and lakhs books. No? But he is not going inside the book, what is there, and not testing anything, and not realizing what is in this book, then it will be karma. Swamiji has written in his books. You can see there. It is better, it will give some sukriti. But not really bhakti. So lakhs and lakhs sukriti, then after some births, you will have sadhu sangha. And in sadhu sangha, we will go to bhakti. So Swamiji told that they are very expert in these things, let them do. And sukriti will become. And then they will anyhow see what is there. Then they will test these things, and they will distribute also books. Doing all the services, milking, cows, everything will add their bhakti and all these go to real bhakti. But anyone not seeing all these things? I know so many devotees in India and out of India that they are very famous
very learned, very expert, doing so many sevas to their Gurudevas and everyone by these external affairs and external things. But I don't see now where they have them. They are alive, but no concern with Krishna consciousness. So we must follow this Swami's orders and his teaching, that go inside. What? He saw that he was distributing, and he saw sadhu-sangha, sarva-shastre-ka, lava-matra sadhu-sangha, sarva-siddhi-ha. What is the meaning? Oh, you can tell. What is the meaning? Sadhu-sangha, sarva-shastre-ka.
All these shastras say that the most important aspect for advancing in bhakti is sadhu-sangha, advanced sadhu-sangha.
For a moment, sadhu-sangha will be sarva-siddhi. Krishna prema also will be. Like Valmiki, like others, like Jagai Madhai. So he is telling. Prabhu told, Yo Bhajya, this is also externally, go on, quickly go on. We don't want to waste our times. So Raya Ramananda told.
Jnane prayasamudupasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya varta sthane sthita tanumam manorbhi jayu jito api taihatrai lokyam.
Very good slok. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes. Little, yes, but not in so happy mood. Yes, like this. Something. What is this? Jnane Praya, what he has written?
Ramananda Rai continued, Lord Brahma said, My dear Lord,
it has been told by Brahma in Srimad Bhagavatam, and he is quoting this. Try to go deep and hear all these things. This is Krishna consciousness. No politics, nothing to do envy and anything. You should be householder yet, but also this. You are bona fide. And if anyone having renounced order, not following all these things, outlet in meetings and duplicity and policy, it will not give these things. They'll have to read, go deep, and to give up all these things, and very simple Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessing he will have. He will have the blessings of all our disciplic orders. Don't criticize anyone. If he is a person to be criticized, we should not criticize anyone. Anyone doing not bhajan, but yet we should not criticize. Malini will criticize at the one point that if he is doing offense to our Gurudev and Krishna and Vaishnava, then we can tell him. Directly tell. And if you have power, you can. Don't cut, but it has been written. You should give answer so much heavy, strong, reason.
Cognate argument.
Argument, strong argument. That his tongue should be cut, and he will be stopped to do it. Like Hanuman, he was powerful. He saw that, Ravan has stolen my Ishtadevi, Ram's wife. He went there and took fire and burnt the golden Lanka, everything. But yet he is Vaishnava, bona fide Vaishnava. Tinadapi Sunish. We know that Vyasa of Sri Chaitanya Leela, Vrindavan Das Thakur, also he has said, Eto pari hare vu je papi ninda kare, tab lati maro tar sire. What? Where is that person? He will never come. He has an oath that I will never go to Mara. Sorry. You should tell what is. You. What I told?
Hi,
Kedar. Yes.
प्यार का अनुवाद पूरा
अरे बोल दो ना जल्दी से इसका टर्म
सो हियर वृंदावन दास ठाकुर इज सेइंग इफ सच अ पर्सन कमिट ऑफेंस लाइक दिस देन आई शुड किक हिज हेड विद माय ओन फीट ये
कुछ नहीं है यू शुड टेल हिम नॉट नथिंग राइट न्यू कमर न्यू ब्रह्मचारी
Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is glorifying Nityananda through so many verses and is telling that I am described, I am glorifying Nityananda Prabhu, knowing everything, yet if anyone not surrendered to Nityananda Prabhu, so I shall kick on his head.
So, here in this shloka, very deep meaning, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami have explained so much. I am giving only something. If I explain this sloka, I think that 4-5 days we will hear and explain. So very, I am giving only outline, very deep meanings. Jnani Prayasam Dupansa. We know that if anyone tells that I am Brahma, अहम ब्रह्मास्मि सोहम सोहम सर्वम खलिदम ब्रह्मम एवरीथिंग इज ब्रह्म वी आर ऑल्सो ब्रह्म यू आर ऑल्सो ब्रह्म दिस इज अगेंस्ट भक्ति प्रिंसिपल्स नो वी शुड नॉट डू दीज आर ऑफेंसेस बट हियर इट हैज नॉट हैज बीन टोल्ड फॉर दैट ज्ञान निर्विशेष निराकार Not this. Here it has been told, the Jnani Tattva Jnan. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Krishna. He is God of Gods. He is the masters of creators, this world, creation who does, and who demolishes, and who supports and nourishes. He has six appellants. His authority and all kinds of knowledge in him and supreme. He has Vairagya. What?
Renunciation.
Detachment.
Detachment for all the other things. Vigyan. Vigyan means?
Realize knowledge.
Everything comes from him. He is the root and he is the root cause of all these things. He is so beautiful. He can attract also Narayan and Ram and Lakshmi and everyone, Sita, if they will see Krishna. So attract. Especially for sweetness. What? Bansi, so flow. Appearance. His eyes corner looking. His friends, associates, and his pastimes. Even Ram, even Lakshmi, even Sita, all can be attracted. So he is attractful. It will be not found in Ram, Nrisimha, Kalki, Vaman, Dwarkadhish, Mathuresh Krishna. Especially when Krishna is called Aradha Krishna, Gopinath, Radha Raman, Madan Mohan, Shyam Sundar, only with the names of Srimati Radhika, then he is Manmat. Extremely high. So, we should not do any effort that Krishna have so many appellants. Then he will be like Vaikunthadish. We should not see that he is Brahman. He has six appellants. He is creators of creators. We should not think. And we should not always think these things. Then Prema Bhakti will not come. It will be described, explained afterward. He will explain. So, this is called Aishwarya. So, you will have to cross the Aishwarya. And only simply we'll have to think that Krishna is Jashoda Nandan, Nanda Nandan, Radha Kanta. He Krishna Karuna Sindho, Deena Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namastute. He Krishna, you are very attractful. But you cannot attract me. I am helpless. And so wretched. So next name comes. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu. You are ocean of mercy. So you can see towards me and you can take me and give your shelter and mercy. Krishna will not do. But you are Krishna, merciful Krishna, Karuna Sindhu. He can be. But Prabhu, I am not a supatra. Patra means a pot for your Karuna Sindhu.
I am not qualified
to have your Karuna Sindhu. I am so dinhin, you know?
Meek and humble.
Eh?
Meek and humble.
Fallen.
Meek and
fallen.
Fallen.
No, no. Wretched person.
Fallen person.
Fallen. Especially fallen. I am so fallen. So stupid and nonsense. In this self. So how you can have your mercy? You can mercy who are surrendered to you, so you are Karuna Sindhu.